Hamlet carefully rewrote the letter to say, "As a favor to Denmark, kill Rosencrantz and Guildenstern." Then he put the letter back. Back to Denmark. The next day, Hamlet awoke to the sound of cannon fire. Pirates were attacking. Hamlet drew his sword and leaped over the railing onto the pirate's ship, but then wind drove the two ships apart. Hamlet was stranded alone with the pirates. Hamlet stood facing them. Then he began to laugh. "I have no quarrel with you gentlemen," he said. "I know who my real enemies are." Then Hamlet added, "Would someone mind loaning me some clothes? I'm tired of wearing black. And later, when you return me to Denmark, I will pay you well."
This chapter was short, but sort of confusing. Let's go over what happened. The chapter started with Hamlet on a boat. Claudius had sent him away to England with two friends to keep him company. At least, that's what Claudius pretended to do. The truth is, he gave the so-called friends a letter telling them to kill Hamlet. Hamlet found the letter and rewrote it. The next day, pirates attacked his boat. Hamlet jumped onto their boat to fight back and wound up getting stranded. Normally, getting stuck on a pirate boat would be a bad thing, right? But Hamlet's got a plan. He wants the pirates to take him back to Denmark, probably so he can get his revenge. He's also asked them for some clothes to wear. Maybe he's going to disguise himself. I wonder if the pirates will cooperate. Let's read chapter 10, starting on page 40.